Maggie Motors at pregame show right here on 93.7 at KKRL. Let's talk a little Glidden-Ralston football as they are here in Westside to take on the Arweva Rockets. And joining us right now is Wildcat head football coach Craig Lynch. And coach, always good to catch up with you.
Always good to catch up with you too, Jeff.
Coach, interesting matchup for you guys here. You come in 1-1 on the season. Arweva sitting at 0-2 right now, but this is a big one. District games at getting underway. You guys played well in week one, struggled a little bit last week against a very good GTRA game. I think this is a game here where you got to feel like you can maybe start to see some of the things come together for this team a little bit.
Well, that's kind of what we're hoping. We use those first two games as, you know, kind of like our preseason going to the district. I think we're still searching for the right places for some people, you know, position-wise. And I think, you know, we've made some progress there. We'll probably try some guys in different spots, maybe places where we think they could be more successful and maybe help us more. So we'll make some of those changes this week.
I know last week you were anticipating seeing a nice jump from, you know, the offensive and defensive lines just on the physicality side of things. Did you see what you wanted there, or is that something that you're focused on this week?
Something we're really focused on. The kids know it. You know, we still feel like we need to see and take a big step in those areas, you know, pad level, gap integrity, getting off the ball. And just that general physicality. I mean, that's basically what we've talked about all week.
Arweva, a small team, especially up front, very young as well. 7 of the 15 guys at freshman on this year's at club. Do you feel like with that you can take advantage of maybe some of the inexperience in reading things when they're on defense and you know, just the physicality that you have up front?
Well, we're hoping to. I mean, that's the challenge we put before our guys. You know, and they got to prove that they can come through and do that. And, you know, hopefully they will. The one thing, you know, I've watched Arweva on film, that doesn't matter how few guys they have or how young they are, they always get after it. And these kids are no different. They get after it. They play physical. And, you know, we're going to have to match that. And, basically take a big step forward in that area for us. That's for sure.
What have you seen from their defense on film?
Oh, a lot of three, a lot of the same things that we do. I anticipate that they'll crowd the line of scrimmage a little more, as most of the films we get, people are in spread formation. So it's always kind of hard to tell what somebody's going to do to us, but you know, that in the past, that's what they've done, so that's kind of what we're anticipating.
Well, offensively, they've thrown it more than they've run it this year. Do you see them coming out and trying to chuck the ball against you guys, or are some of those passes because they've fallen behind in their games?
Well, I think they're going to try to establish the run first. You know, the Regala kids had two really good rushing games, so I think a lot of those passes came at the end of, especially last week's game, just out of necessity. But to me, they, when you're watching them and you're watching in the beginning of a game, beginning of halves, you know, they're very run-based.
What have you seen from their run game? Anything concern you at all?
Well, he's quick and he runs hard. I mean, you don't run for that many yards by accident. So saw him break a lot of tackles. You know, we really have to be careful defensively not to over pursue. You tend to try to get up the field too quickly, then everything happens, you know, underneath you. And that's one of the things we talked about and watching on film, and one of the things we'll concentrate on in practice.
Young sophomore just making his third start at quarterback. Will you guys try to give him some different looks, maybe confuse him a little bit on what you're coming with?
Well, yeah, we always try to do that, maybe on coverages, maybe on blitz packages. You know, that's definitely something that we'll have prepared going in.
Special teams-wise, I know the Regaler kid has taken a kickoff back for a touchdown. You've always prided yourselves on very good special teams. Coach Prescott, you said, has done a great job over the years there. Advantage for either one of you guys in special teams tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think you got to get out there and see what you're going to get. I was happy with our coverage teams last week. I was happy with our return team. I watch our kickoff return, and I think that, you know, we're close. We're about one block away from breaking about three of them last week. So I'm seeing improvement there, and hopefully we can take advantage of that and win that part of the game.
Coach, you mentioned that you kind of used those first two non-district games to learn about your team. What did you take away through those first two games?
Well, that we have a lot of kids who have a lot of potential. We got a lot of growth that we can make. The physical tools are there. Now it's just a matter of, you know, gaining the confidence, getting the repetitions to, you know, put that over on a game field. And, you know, I think we're close, and I think we're getting closer. I think kids are getting more comfortable with our style, with our philosophy, and what we're asking them to do. So we're really hoping this week is a step forward for us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame. I wish you the best of luck coming up in the game tonight, and I look forward to catching up with you following the game for the Scoreboard Show.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, back with more of the Mackey Motors at pregame. We'll have Austin Stolk and Isaac Schaefer, the co-head coaches from the Arweaver Rockets. They'll join us next here on 93.7 KKRL.